Enrollment in Maine's public schools fell by about 4% this fall, leaving many districts worried about how that could affect their state funding levels. Initial projections released from the state this week have eased some of those concerns, but local officials say they will still be forced to make some tough budget decisions in the months ahead. Robbie Feinberg has more.
Over the last year, the Oxford Hills School District saw its enrollment drop by more than 200 students, almost a 10% decline. That had Superintendent Rick Colpitts bracing for bad news when initial state funding projections were released earlier this week.
Our best guess was that we were anticipating a 10% reduction in state funding. And so to come back in and find out that it was really about a 2.5% reduction, we feel like we've done okay.
It was a similar story for districts that have seen their student numbers shrink as more parents turn to homeschooling or keeping younger children at home during the pandemic. Maine Education Commissioner Pender Macon says the state has taken several steps to try to stabilize school funding next year as they grapple with the effects of the pandemic. They include lowering the student-to-teacher ratio in the state's school funding formula, which Macon says will help prevent dramatic changes in funding as compared to previous years.
Looking at all of those numbers, this does appear fair and balanced as possible under these circumstances, but that should not diminish the struggle of any school district that was hoping for or expecting more money, and they somehow get less.
Macon adds that the projections are also based on Governor Janet Mills' proposed biennial budget, which, if passed, would increase school funding overall and keep many districts' budgets relatively stable. Local superintendents say they appreciate that continued support from the state, but say they still face difficult budget decisions.
I believe this is going to be our toughest budget year, without question.
Andrew Carlton is the superintendent of RSU-4, located east of Lewiston, which saw a sizable enrollment drop this fall, leading to a state funding decline of about $700,000. Carlton says that's going to be a tough pill to swallow in his mostly rural district, which is without a large tax base.
You know, it's going to be difficult. We're looking at everything. Ultimately, you know, our big goal is to maintain our current level of programming for our students. But I think, you know, we're going to have to get really creative.
Maine schools did receive more than $180 million in federal aid earlier this month, but that can only be used to cover pandemic-related expenses, such as purchases of PPE or the hiring of more staff to support students who've fallen behind. South Portland Superintendent Ken Cunin says he's hoping federal lawmakers can also pass new legislation that provides funding for states and municipalities, which would help stabilize school budgets over the next few years.
Stabilizing our states and our cities will in the long run be what really helps schools have a stable source of funding and just predictability.
And while Governor Mills has pledged to increase school funding as part of her budget proposal, state lawmakers will ultimately have their say on spending priorities over the next few months. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.